No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 30th day of March, 2021. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Now, unless you have a particular reason to read the publication Solar Builder, chances are you missed a rather interesting item the industry magazine published yesterday. Despite the pandemic and the downturn for businesses across the board, people in the business of renewable energy report an all-time high in confidence. This, as registrations for solar and battery quotes on EnergySage.com increased 392% in Texas. Now, that can't come as much of a surprise to many who've endured the statewide winter freeze and power outages that led to blackouts so widespread it got people on the other side of the world talking. As lawmakers in Texas continue to try to get to the bottom of what happened, and the state Senate has just passed new requirements for power generators to make upgrades for extreme weather, that proposal now on its way to the House, we're getting a better idea of just how hard hit Texas was by that storm, thanks to a new survey from the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs. Mark Jones is a political science professor at Rice University and part of a research team at the Hobby School that conducted the survey. Professor Jones, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
A lot to unpack here, but let's sort of set the stage if we can. What was your methodology? How did you go about putting together this survey?
Well, this was a survey done online with our partners at YouGov, where we did a representative survey of people who live in the 213 counties of Texas that are covered by ERCOT, that are inside the Texas electrical grid. And that's pretty much every major city you can think of, except for El Paso, Beaumont, Longview, and Lubbock.
Okay. And what questions were you looking to answer?
Well, we were interested in really three things. How did people prepare for the overall weather event that occurred in February? How people reacted and how were they affected by the event? And then what their attitudes are related to politicians and policies in the aftermath of the winter storm.
Any surprises?
Well, I think one thing that jumped out is that more than two-thirds of the Texans we interviewed were without power. And they were without power for an average of 42 hours. And contrary to the idea of rolling blackouts, the average single consecutive period that people were without power was 31 hours. We also saw that a lot of people lost access to water, in large part due to power outages, with half of Texans losing access to water during this week period for an average of 52 hours.
That's a long time to be without power and other services. Can you tell from these responses if any area was especially hard hit or maybe harder hit than the rest of the state?
There's pretty equal, and we looked at to see if there were any racial or ethnic differences, and we didn't really find any. That is, pretty much this was an equal opportunity storm that hit pretty much everyone. That said, if you ask Texans about equity in terms of who had their power cut off and who did not, more than three quarters believe that there was not an equitable distribution. That is that some people had their power off for far longer than other people did. And they're correct in that respect. That's what our data show.
We should be careful to point out that it's one thing when it comes to who actually lost power. It's another thing to talk about who was disproportionately affected due to their own circumstances or where they were, right? I mean, it's impact versus the actual availability of power.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So did your team survey people on what they thought state lawmakers should do, or did you get any sense of that?
Right. There's very strong support for some of the legislation that came out in Senate Bill 3 yesterday, and concurrent House bills or related House bills are being actually discussed today. We saw over three quarters of Texans support requiring electrical generation companies and natural gas companies to weatherize and electrical generation companies to maintain sufficient reserve capacity. And this has four-fifths support among Democrats and three-quarters support among Republicans. What there isn't, though, is, however, support for a Berkshire Hathaway plan that's being proposed, whereby they would build an $8 billion generation project that Texas consumers would foot the bill for. We saw very strong opposition to that among Texans. Over half aren't willing to pay a dime in additional fees for that type of project. And most people of the others are like only willing to pay $5. So there's going to be strong opposition to any effort to increase generation capacity and weatherization by making consumers shoulder the lion's share of that burden.
And we're going to have more on that Berkshire Hathaway plan coming up a little bit later here on The Standard. What was your hypothesis going into this, and was it borne out?
Well, really, it's part of the broader goal that the Hobby School has of looking at very current and very important policy topics that are of interest to Texans and lawmakers. And given that ERCOT, the electric grid, as well as the utility companies, haven't been all that forthcoming in information, we really wanted to know what happened to Texans. So what was their experience? How did they prepare? What would they like seen done better? And what types of policies they would like to see implemented in the future to make sure that this debacle never occurs again?
Mark Jones is a political science professor at Rice University, and he was part of a University of Houston Hobby School team looking into Texans' experiences during Winter Storm Uri. Professor Jones, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.